Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We're emphasizing how important it is to emphasize your voice, and yet we continue to let a million New Yorkers remain silent in this process.
Wenyi Chin with the New York Immigrant Coalition says non-citizens in the Big Apple pay taxes and should be able to vote in local elections. The state's highest court is considering if a law granting that right violates the state's constitution. The law's supporters argue non-citizen adults make up a big chunk of some city council districts and deserve a say. Opponents say it dilutes the votes of citizens. Posting on social media, Vice President J.D. Vance says judges can't overrule executive branch orders. At least 10 judges have put temporary holds on orders by President Donald Trump aimed at drastically reducing the size and scope of the federal government. Congressional Republicans seem split. Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota says you have to obey court decisions.
This president is saying, I believe I have the authority. You find out in a court of law, and if they are appropriate, you move forward with them.
Earlier this week, a judge found the administration in violation of a court order to unfreeze billions of dollars in federal grants. Many in his party are urging Trump to appeal. Speaker Mike Johnson says he believes the executive branch can make sweeping cuts to federal spending without the approval of Congress, despite the Constitution granting Congress the power of the purse. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled the state's top elections administrator can stay in her job in spite of a years-long effort by state Republicans to remove her. Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf has been the target of debunked claims surrounding Trump's 2020 loss there. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs tells WKOW News it's time to move on.
The conspiracy theories that came out of that election were unfortunate. They damaged public confidence in elections in Wisconsin, and they were simply not fact-based.
Meanwhile, political megadonors, including Elon Musk, are already gearing up for an April election to decide if the Wisconsin Supreme Court remains under liberal control. The last state Supreme Court race was the most expensive judicial contest in history. State legislatures continue to crack down on the use of student IDs to register and vote. Republicans argue they increase the chance of voter fraud. But Salmia Sarin with Idaho-based group Babe Vote says prohibiting them intentionally discriminates against young voters.
Most people receive a student ID when they're enrolled in high school or college. Other forms of ID, like a driver's license, they have a couple more extra steps that can become a burden to some young people.
The Indiana Senate is the latest to pass a ban, which would undo a 20-year precedent. At least six states already prohibit the use of student IDs at polling locations. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different...